Shalom and Chag Sameach. This is Rabbi Paul Saul from Congregation Shuv Yisrael in West Hartford, Connecticut. And today, as we progress through the holiday of Hanukkah, I'd like to share with you some thoughts on both Hanukkah and the portion for this week, Miketz. The conflict over the diversity of humanity is woven throughout the entire book of Genesis. From the moment of creation, the tensions between male and female, between parents and progeny, and of course between siblings, pervade the narratives of this book. These tensions also mirror their own inner struggles and humanity's struggle with the Creator and with creation. This week, we move very close to the conclusion of Bereishit as Parshat Miketz prepares to bring the conflict between Joseph and his brothers to its inevitable climax. The intrigue of this portion demands a conclusion. But instead, it ends on a cliffhanger as Benjamin, who is a complete innocent in this dispute, is used as an apparent pawn in Joseph's complex effort toward an unclear goal. Is Joseph seeking vindication, revenge, justice, continued aggrandizement, or is he really seeking reconciliation with his brethren? As Genesis closes with the unification of Israel, the wholeness of this people is never truly completed. The descendants of the tribes remain in internal and interfamily turmoil and will eventually end in the galut, or the diaspora, in which we presently find ourselves. This division will only truly conclude when a sovereign act of the Holy One of Israel will unite the entire people of Israel. In the interim, the progeny of Jacob remain on trial, as they do in this week's portion. Or is it God's sustaining love for Israel that's really on trial? This week, we read Miketz, as we often do during the intermediary days of Hanukkah. This juxtaposition at first glance is somewhat unrelated, but a deeper dive exposes a story that is quintessential to the entirety of Torah, the unity of Israel, and Hashem's ability and desire to sustain his people. Hanukkah is not principally a story of military might, religious freedom, or even universal inclusivism. Rather, it is a story of faithfulness, Israel's faithfulness to its God, and God's faithfulness to Israel. The miracle of Hanukkah, one day's sanctified oil lasting 8 days for the temple menorah, is the symbolic gesture of the Holy One sustaining his light in the abode of his faithful servants. Thus, the rabbi's choice of the Haftorah reading for Shabbat Hanukkah. Though the Torah assigns no specific meaning to the seven-branch candelabra, the Hanukkah Haftorah portion is much elucidating. Zechariah's vision explains that the menorah symbolizes God as judge, and the lights of the menorah are seen his eyes roving providentially over all the earth. The oil is piped directly from an olive tree to the menorah, representing God's direct provision in Zechariah chapter 4. Zechariah's vision is in fact a prophetic drama. It uses a courtroom motif to vindicate the salvation of Hashem when the returning remnant were downtrodden during the failed attempts to rebuild the temple under the leadership of Zerubbabel. In this drama, Joshua the high priest stands before the angel of the Lord, and the Satan, the adversary, is in effect the prosecuting attorney. I believe it is no accident the name Joshua itself means Hashem's salvation. In this scenario, the angel of the Lord, who serves as a defense attorney, rebukes the accuser, and the vindicating hero is described as a brand plucked from the fire. Joshua has his ragged clothes removed, and he is adorned in attire appropriate to a Kohen, and is crowned with a pure turban. This would be an appropriate time to just drop the mic and move on, since the God of Israel has once again made his point. But this drama of deliverance has a sequel, which is introduced with the post-credit trailer. God declares to the court, "Hearken well, O Kohen Gadol, great high priest Joshua, you and your fellow priests sitting before you, for those men are a sign that I am going to bring my servant, the branch." Yeshua, an abbreviated name for Joshua, in Hebrew Yehoshua, entered the historical drama at a time when the salvation of Hashem was again placed on trial. Though he also was silent before his accusers, the highest court vindicated him and crowned him with the victory of God. So, while Joshua the Kohen Gadol was often paired with Zerubbabel, a descendant of David and heir to the royal line, Yeshua stood on trial as both priest and king, the ultimate messianic figure, the ultimate branch, the quintessential brand plucked from the fire. He will also be the unifier of Israel and the intercessor who will make peace between Israel and Israel's God. Yeshua is the light that dispels the darkness, the one who brings peace and unity. We live in a time when division often dominates our thoughts and our ambitions. We harbor suspicions of others, punctuated by often unfounded assumptions. All too often, we become the accusers of our brethren, of ourselves, and eventually, often God. Certainly, our reliance upon the Holy One suffers and is diminished. But we can rise above this. During the season, as we commemorate the great miracles that God has brought, let's remember in unity the light that he brings into our midst and among our brethren. This is Rabbi Paul Saul. It's been my pleasure to share with you. You can certainly go to umjc.org for more Torah commentaries like this. We wish you a happy Hanukkah, and as always, Shalom.